1. Time and eternity. It is helpful to man's cosmic orientation to attain all possible comprehension of deity's relation to the cosmos. While absolute deity is eternal in nature, the gods are related to time as an experience in eternity. In the evolutionary universes, eternity is temporal everlastingness, the everlasting now. The personality of the mortal creature may eternalize by self-identification with the indwelling spirit through the technique of choosing to do the will of the Father. Such a consecration of will is tantamount to the realization of eternity, reality of purpose. This means that the purpose of the creature has become fixed with regard to the succession of moments. Stated otherwise, that the succession of moments will witness no change in creature purpose. A million or a billion moments makes no difference. Number has ceased to have meaning with regard to the creature's purpose. Thus does creature choice plus God's choice eventuate in the eternal realities of the never-ending union of the Spirit of God in the nature of man in the everlasting service of the children of God and of their Paradise Father. There is a direct relationship between maturity and the unit of time consciousness in any given intellect. The time unit may be a day, a year, or a longer period, but inevitably it is the criterion by which the conscious self evaluates the circumstances of life, and by which the conceiving intellect measures and evaluates the facts of temporal existence. Experience, wisdom, and judgment are the concomitants of the lengthening of the time unit in mortal experience. As the human mind reckons backward into the past, it is evaluating past experience for the purpose of bringing it to bear on a present situation. As mind reaches out into the future, it is attempting to evaluate the future significance of possible action. And having thus reckoned with both experience and wisdom, the human will exercise his judgment decision in the present, and the plan of action thus born of the past and the future becomes existent. In the maturity of the developing self, the past and future brought together to illuminate the true meaning of the present. As the self matures, it reaches further and further back into the past for experience, while its wisdom forecasts seek to penetrate deeper and deeper into the unknown future. And as the conceiving self extends this reach ever further into both past and future, so does judgment become less and less dependent on the momentary present. In this way does decision action begin to escape from the fetters of the moving present, while it begins to take on the aspects of past-future significance. Patience is exercised by those mortals whose time units are short. True maturity transcends patience by a forbearance born of real understanding. To become mature is to live more intensely in the present, at the same time escaping from the limitations of the present. The plans of maturity, founded on past experience, are coming into being in the present in such manner as to enhance the values of the future. The time unit of a maturity concentrates meaning value into the present moment in such a way as to divorce the present of its true relationship to the not present, the past future. The time unit of maturity is proportioned so to reveal the coordinate relationship of past present future that the self begins to gain insight into the wholeness of events, begins to view the landscape of time from the panoramic perspective of broadened horizons, begins perhaps to suspect the non-beginning, non-ending eternal continuum, the fragments of which are called time. On the levels of the infinite and the absolute, the moment of the present contains all of the past as well as all of the future. I am signifies also I was and I will be. And this represents our best concept of eternity and the eternal. On the absolute and eternal level, potential reality is just as meaningful as actual reality. Only on the finite level and a time-bound creatures does there appear to be such a vast difference. To God, as absolute, an ascending mortal who has made the eternal decision is already a paradise finiliter. But the Universal Father, through the indwelling thought adjuster, is not thus limited in awareness but can also know of, and participate in, every temporal struggle with the problems of the creature ascent from animal-like to godlike levels of existence.